Welcome back.
Welcome back to Water Cooler Talk. I am Harry Simon.
I'm Julian Sachs.
And it has been several days since our last recording session.
But there's been a lot of action-packed time. And
since Julian hasn't recorded. As you see, I got my homemade iced coffee. I'm not going to Starbucks. Even though it's
like one episode, you could do like a little tutorial for people that craving their Starbucks but can't get it, and I can follow along with you and try to make some iced coffee at home.
We have a couple things on the docket for today. We're going to talk about the recent UFO sightings that were released by the Pentagon. We're going to talk about the murder that just happened, the lynching.
It was actually a little bit ago.
It was in February.
Yeah.
So that I have some thoughts about.
Yeah, same. And I actually have a whole thing that I want to read to everyone about it.
We have some thoughts about that.
I want to start out on a serious note and talk about this.
We might as well.
Because we already so let's just get.
Yeah. Those who don't know, Ahmaud Arbery.
I'm just gonna say this. Can you like give them a basic thing? And I'm gonna talk about this whole video thing that happened with the guy from. Because I have this really long thing about it.
So, Ahmaud Arbery was running in his hometown, as he normally does. Ex-college football player when two white supremacists tracked him down in their truck.
I'm actually going to butt in. It was actually, so what happened was there was a video of the lynching and the whole thing. So there were actually three white supremacists in the first truck, which is the ones that killed them. It was a father and son. And there's a video of it. If you look this up, it's a really disturbing video.
It's not for, like, please, viewer discretion advised.
Yeah, definitely. It's really fucked up. I'm just gonna swear. But, so what happened is there were these two guys. They cut in, they were in front of him. And then there was another white supremacist behind them who was the guy taking the video that was actually filmed. And in the video, actually, you can hear him cocking his gun. And it's very obvious he's not trying to help because he just films it. He just doesn't do anything. He's in the car. And when he tries to run away, what ends up happening is the guy in the car filming, you can hear him cock a gun. So I have a little thing about the guy who filmed it, and I'm going to show you guys his picture right now on my phone. So, I'm going to...
Can I just say something? The thing that really got me was when he tried to run away, but his...
Yeah. Yep.
That was...
It was so... Yeah.
In school, we're learning about the KKK, and how... The members of the Ku Klux Klan, I'm going to go on a little tangent. We have time. So the members of the Ku Klux Klan began after they felt like they weren't being represented. And they felt like they had to stop African-American people from voting using scare tactics. And what's happening now with the modern members of the KKK? People have had racism in their body for years. And
now they're all bringing it out.
You can't, like, this could sound bad, but you can't force someone to stop being racist.
No, it depends.
You can't do it. You can try.
Yeah, you can change someone's opinion.
Oh, and there have been examples of ex-Nazis turning into Jewish people. You can try, but at the end of the day, you can't control somebody else.
But yeah, that's totally right.
And I wish I could, but the only way that we're going to change this culture of racism is with laws, okay? And the only reason that they felt that it was okay to do that, not just avoid the whole black and white
thing. I can say the most fucked up part, though. None of them went to jail.
That's what I'm talking about. If the law is not going to reprimand them from killing in a hate crime, then why would, like, we're not discouraging racism. We're actually encouraging it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we're not saying it's good, but
we're not saying it's good. No, we are not racist people, but our government Our country is built off of a culture of gun use and hating things that don't look like us.
The other thing is that I understand that people should be able to express their opinion, because if, like, a racist person expresses their opinion to, like, someone...
I'm a big believer in the freedom of speech.
No, and you have an actual conversation with them, like, that's actually a proven way that changes their opinion. But the thing is, it's, like, when they're doing, like, hate, just... They're doing it just to hate, not to say what their opinion is. They're like, that's what they're saying. They're saying this. But they're going around with guns trying to threaten people. That's not expressing their opinions. That is
literally... So, it's so disgusting to me, because even in the Emancipation Proclamation, all that shit, they even say, like, a black race. We're one race. We're all flesh and blood. We're all human beings. We're race.
That's not true. There's different cultures. There's different cultures.
I know, but the words that even people back in the day used was the black race. Like, they were a different people. They were a different species.
Yeah, they're not people saying that. That's not true. But yeah, they're from.
Of course, there's different cultures.
Yeah,
we all come from one place. We all evolve together.
That's not. Like, because they, no, when humans, like, split up in the early times, they all went to different places.
I know, but we're all human beings.
Yeah, we're all human beings. That's what matters. But, I wanted to, what was I going to say? Okay, so in, one of my classes, I'm not going to point this out or say the person that said this was wrong. I was just infuriated because, we were talking about how Asian Americans were being, like, and, like, other minorities, like, black people were being, it was, like, it's, like, racist. Like, people are being racist, especially nowadays. But also just how they're getting the coronavirus a lot and, like, the whole divide about that. Like, how there's a whole divide. But I wanted to say that, somebody in the class, I'm not going to say their name. I don't think they intended to be, to
just say it.
Offensive. No, I'm trying to think. I was really pissed because it was just really not okay what they said, how they called black people.
Well, a kid in my class called black people coloreds.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what the person said.
Yeah.
Colored people.
Yeah.
The most fucked up thing.
I don't know if they're actually racist.
This person, I don't think they were racist.
I think we just been reading so much historical documents.
Did you talk about the same person?
No. We're in different classes.
No, I'm talking about advisory.
I'm not in your advisory either.
Not intentional. I'm not saying this person was bad. Well, I'm just saying it's kind of like what we are talking about that, but it does kind of feel like even if the person doesn't hate black people or isn't racist, it's just like there's still like parts of our whole American culture, whereas people don't really realize what they're saying. You know what I mean?
Anyway, back to the Ahmaud Arbery. So his killers, they're claiming the most ridiculous batshit claims.
They said that they saw that he was doing robberies in the neighborhood. They pulled him over and said, stop. But in the video, which was taken by one of the people that
he was just jogging
on it. He was just jogging.
Their goal, was to lynch him.
He was jogging. The car pulls up.
Like, they were trying to kidnap him and hang him.
It's just so...
They were trying to lynch him. He resisted being lynched, so they shot him. And they're being protected by...
And no, he got shot. And in his, like, last seconds, he was trying to get away.
Yeah.
That's what was...
But really their goal was to lynch him.
Yeah.
That is so, I don't have words to express.
And the other thing is like
my disappointment.
I'm just gonna say something. I think it's extremely fucked up when like a police does so, when a police officer does something.
We've all been on the same Instagram account.
No,
that
but
has shown. There's a video.
None of these people were police officers. They had.
I know.
They have no reason to be going around with shotguns. Pulling
it off.
Over. They can't do that.
The problem is our Constitution protects that. And we need to make an amendment to it. Okay, we've done it before. We need to do it again. It's that simple. I mean, sure, it was okay to have a gun that you could shoot one bullet maybe every couple minutes to defend your home in like the 1700s. It's super different than having a semi-automatic assault rifle and taking it into a school.
Or
times have changed.
A black person on a jog
and just shooting him. We need to change, okay? We can't like expect people to change.
And can I say another thing?
Do it.
In Michigan, have you seen seen all the stuff about the rallies? I think a lot of our viewers probably have. It's all over. The people, and it's like these white supremacists. They're definitely neo-Nazis and white supremacists and all that. But
Trump has brought them out.
They're protesting. They're wearing like bulletproof vests, and they're going around with automatic rifles trying to protest that they have freedom and that the whole quarantine thing isn't about freedom. It's taking that away from them. It's just so false. And the funniest part to me is that when they're protesting saying the coronavirus isn't bad, they're wearing masks. They're wearing N95 masks. It's just, it's so stupid. And it's
I'm out of words to say. It's like, honestly, come on, America. We're better than this.
They're wearing like literal like gear as if they were a SWAT team.
Protecting human beings is not a restriction of your freedoms. You have way more freedom than any other country.
Yes, exactly.
Holy God. I mean, okay, I don't want to talk about this forever.
Yeah.
But I will say that there is a video circulating about a cop beating up a 13-year-old black kid.
Yeah, in New York City, there's stuff going like this.
And,
no,
Los Angeles, our hometown of Los Angeles.
I'm going to say this. I saw this on Instagram. I don't remember. It was in New York City. It was in like a white area, like a richer upper class area where there's like probably a lot of white people there of privilege. And they were all on a lawn. It was just this gigantic group, like a couple hundred people, maybe even more. And they were all sitting there during the whole coronavirus thing, just like hanging out. It's absurd. But the worst part is that the police weren't stopping them. The police
were handing out masks
around in poorer neighborhoods of like where minorities live, and they've been arresting them and beating them for walking outside social distancing to go and get something, like food or something, which is just so messed up.
I think we should do an entire episode, not this one, a later episode, just about how coronavirus has exacerbated all these other issues like racism, gun control, people restricting, think they're getting their freedoms restricted.
The other thing is, I'm going to say it was really bad already, but like now that everyone's at home, it's kind of surprising it's still happening. Because it's like, if we all want to be able to like survive this whole pandemic,
we got to act like we're one group. We're not different races. We need to just come together and be one. Okay?
In Mesopotamia, remember when we learned about
that? I do.
They were all separate from each other and they all locked each other and all that. And then when they were being raided, they couldn't communicate and no one knew the other people were coming. And I forgot who took over.
Rome.
Yeah. But that's why they lost. And that's why we'll probably lose to the coronavirus.
If we're
secluded and we don't come together.
On a similar note to coronavirus, this is just a quick thing I want to say. Human piece of garbage, Kevin Spacey, said that he compared the coronavirus to his downfall from sexual assault allegations. I am going to play this a bit of this video. I'm actually not, because it makes me so angry. But he basically says that, I'm just going to read you a bit. It's too long of a video. I'll read you a bit of it. Kevin Spacey believes he can relate to those who have lost work due to coronavirus pandemic because of the sudden downfall of his career in Hollywood, which came after the slew of sexual assault allegations. Oh my God.
That's just fucked up on like a whole other level, because I don't think the people that are out of work, well, first of all, I don't think they were insanely rich. They're not like billionaires. The people that are struggling that he's saying he relates to. And the other thing is that they're not out of their job because
he's just crying for relevance. Okay, Kevin Spacey, you're a piece of fucking shit. I'm sorry, dude. You can't sexually harass people, make them feel uncomfortable, and then expect to get sympathy.
Yeah, dude. So it's fucked up.
I mean, okay, I do get it. Sexual harassment has been going on for a while. And then now, just now, how is it just now?
Yeah.
Like, not, like, in my generation, I have seen the start of the Me Too movement.
Exactly.
How hasn't it happened before? I mean, people have tried. I know for a fact people have tried against sexual allegations.
It's so hard. And then it finally happened. And once, like, the first thing happened, everything else.
Yeah, once everything was a chain reaction.
Dan Schneider.
Dan Schneider. Holy shit, dude.
He's, wow. If you aren't familiar with Dan Schneider, a lot of you are probably like, I've heard that name before. He produced a lot of Nickelodeon shows that I grew up watching, and I think a lot of you guys also did.
I watched King of the Hill as a kid, actually.
All right, but he was like at the end, it would be like Schneider's Bakery. Well, he was doing some really fucked up stuff.
Yep.
If you look up what happened, it wasn't confirmed. Nickelodeon just said they parted ways with him. But it definitely, there's a lot of evidence about
it. Can I just say something? Kevin Spacey's lawyer, there's been a rumor going around that he paid money to a dead man's family to settle a sexual assault suit. That is the lowest I've seen anyone go to cover up their tracks.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to put him back in television, dude. We don't want him anymore. Yeah. I just feel so blind that I've seen him in things.
Yeah.
I felt bad that I've looked up to some of these people that who have done sexual assault. I felt bad about it. I felt like I was part of the problem. Now, I can't even get into this. We have such a culture of just letting men do whatever the fuck they want. That's been beginning to end.
Yeah.
But still, there still is a wage gap. I mean, how is that still happening? Like, it's ridiculous how women haven't been valued over the past 10 years. Still, we've been making great advances, but in terms of the whole scale of everything, we need to have done this way earlier.
Yeah, definitely. It's just our culture has changed so much that we're really lucky that this happened.
We are really lucky.
Instead of it not happening.
So we're going to switch gears here for a second and talk about the recent UFO sightings that the Pentagon released. I have some thoughts about it. I'm going to go screen share right now.
All right, I've seen it. It's very interesting.
It's cool. Let's watch the video here.
Yeah. And that's not a conventional shape. I want to say something. I think that the government is just releasing that.
Because they realize it's not a threat?
No, because it was already out there and they wanted to be like, yeah. And it makes it look like that's all they have, like the video said. Because I feel like they probably have a lot more where that came from.
I think the whole thing about the winds, it's going against the wind. It's definitely...
Yeah, it's not...
I just wish that the pilots had kind of tried to get closer to it.
Yeah. Have you seen Ancient Aliens?
Or maybe they did, and the footage is still...
Yeah, exactly.
It's so cool to me. I'm such a nerd.
I know. There's this TV show. A lot of you might have heard of the meme. It's like George to Saluk. I don't even know. It's like some really long last name. But he's like the guy with the crazy hair, and he's like, aliens. It's from the History Channel TV show Ancient Aliens, and it's addicting. It's very, very, very addictive because it's like looking at like the Mayan civilization, all this, which is really interesting already. Like I like all that kind of stuff. I don't know. It's just, I find it very interesting.
I'm addicted to that.
Yeah, but then when it brings in the whole alien thing and it shows all the stuff, it's very, it's addictive.
It's so easy to call it fake. It's super easy. That's such a problem.
It's like so easy to believe.
It really is. It's such a fun thing.
Like, you're like, psh, this is fake. But like 50 episodes later, you're still like, this is fake. But then look who's cashing in all that money that he made from that revenue.
I would love, like,
I think it's still on Netflix. And
here's what I want to talk about. If we really are the only ones here in the universe, like, isn't that lonely to you?
Well, the other thing is that the universe is infinite.
We don't actually know. It could be inside a giant's little toy box, little sand pit. We don't know. We don't know. That's what's so cool. You can make any theories, and you can't prove any of them wrong.
We could be, like, inside.
Let me try something.
We could be inside a little chunk of fungus inside some person's truck.
A chungus.
A little chunk of fungus. We could be some.
Can you hear me?
Harry, we could be some donut glazing left on a 13-year-old boy's sheet. We wouldn't know.
Yeah.
It's very, we could be a simulation. You're a little quiet. I think we should go back to the computer. No, it's way too quiet.
Not at all.
Like a little, but it's like you're whispering. That was like medium when you were being loud.
Hey, everybody.
No, it's too quiet. That sounds like you're in another room.
Hey.
I think you gotta.
Hey, now.
Oh, that's a little too loud.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello?
A little lower.
Hello.
Perfect.
Ooh, yeah, daddy.
All right, so we have all that, but I think today we're not going to finish right now, but I don't know where Harry went. Oh, I do know. So, this is going to be a little ad break, I guess. Shout out to our sponsor. Oh.
Wait, I'm just getting the stand.
All right. So, I'm going to go really fast, and then I'm going to let Harry speak. But I wanted to suggest, actually, today, Ancient Aliens, which I was talking about. Very addictive, like I said before. And it's just really great. And I have one more suggestion after that. By the way, Ancient Aliens, I think it's on Netflix still. So
update on that.
Yeah. But I do want to suggest one more thing. It's a YouTube channel, Jablinski Games, one of my favorites. It's Jack Black. Very, very
funny. Big YouTuber.
He has a YouTube channel and it's hilarious. He's had it for a while. I've been watching him. And he's just making really good videos. He's it's really funny. He plays video games.
We are. Can you hear me?
And his videos are very good. It's great the way they're edited. I just highly suggest that. So Harry, do you have some suggestions for everyone?
We're not done yet, are we?
No, I just wanted to do that right now.
You really put me on the spot here. Yeah. You can hear me well though, right?
Yes, this is
very well.
You could go lower, and it would be just a little.
I'm just gonna stand back from the mic a bit.
All right.
Recommendations. I would suggest
that was perfect. Like lean back, you're fine.
Linus's Tech Tips. Have you seen that YouTube channel?
It's very satisfying to watch him put
He builds DIY stuff.
He puts the parts together, and it's just so fun to watch. I don't understand what he's talking about.
No one does.
But I always, like, I would love to be able to just put, like, the parts together.
Oh, me too. That'd be super, super
cool. That is one of those things that's probably one of the most satisfying things to me. And I have one more recommendation because I thought of it. Satisfying channels. This is somebody that you can watch no matter what. He's my favorite YouTuber, I think, Binging with Babish. This guy, Andrew, he's an amazing chef. I've actually cooked a few of his recipes. Really? And he has this one recipe. He does these recipes. He does them inspired from movies. And he also does this thing called Basics with Babish, where he teaches you how to cook, like, tons of recipes. He has thousands of videos. And they're all, like, shot on this high-quality camera. It's, like, he has, like, a really good sense of, like, style and everything for the whole video. And it's, like, the microphone he does the voiceover on, it's great. The camera angle, everything about it, I think, is just so good. And so I'm going to suggest a recipe, actually. If you have seen – why am I forgetting this? What? This is a classic. Classic Disney movie.
While you find this, I'll give my recommendation.
It's one of the characters, Gronk. He has like spinach puffs. It's the one where the prince he like turns into the llama. You know that
frog?
No. He turns into a llama. It's like
Emperor's New Clothes.
Yeah, Emperor's New Groove. The character Gronk in the movie, it's like a whole joke about his spinach puffs. And Binging with Babish, he made the actual spinach puffs. So over the quarantine, my mom, I convinced her to give them a try. And oh my God, they're very good. So if you are trying to make a recipe from there and you don't know what to do, I'd honestly say all of them are really good because even if the recipe is bad from the movie, he remakes it and makes it good. But definitely try the spinach puffs.
I have a really good recommendation too. It is the you can hear me, right?
Yeah.
I recommend this product. It's great. The Focusrite audio interface.
I'm gonna suggest something also. If you guys are willing to go even crazier, the Complete Audio. It's made by this German company. Let me see.
Well, the cool thing was this is that it actually comes with the microphone, the cords, and an awesome headset.
Well, so what I want to say, I think this is like a little level up from the Scarlett, if you're willing to do it. It's this German company. The Scarlett.
Not preference, really. Just
yeah, it is.
Your budget is. This will set you back about 200 smackers for the whole
kit. This one. I think it might be like $20 more or something. I don't know. But it's really good. And then I also would like to suggest. Oh, here. I'll just put it in the frame. I'm not using it right now because it can be a little quiet, but I record all my trumpet stuff. It's the
Sure.
Yeah, SM57. And I know a lot of people that use this because it's such a good microphone. Like, the quality and everything is great, but there is actually, like, known around the whole music scene as an unbreakable microphone because you can drop it as much as you want. It doesn't break. It's amazing how durable it is, and it still is great. It still works well, and there's, like, I think people have actually tried shooting with guns. I've heard this from someone. There's, like... Well,
this mic I'm using right now. What?
This one does not break, and it's just – it sounds really good. And
no, I'm just saying this mic that I'm using.
Yeah, that
– This is a Shure SM48S.
Yeah.
This is an on-stage microphone. This is just one for stage. It does not capture
that one more for, like – this one that I'm using, I wouldn't really say it's for singing.
No, that's – more. No, definitely not.
Yeah, I use it for trumpet, but you can also use it for podcasting because it picks it up so well.
This is the mic that comes with it. It looks a little more professional, but it does capture ambient noise. It's meant to really capture a guitar. That's what it's meant to do. This one's just more for voice only.
I think so also if you're cool. In a really fancy podcast studio, you'd want something like that so it can hear all of your...
Yeah, you really want... Because when you have like all that noise canceling, but I live on a busy street, so... You really don't pick up that much. So let's move on to our favorite segment. Hey, Julian, you got a little thing going on.
I got a little thing going on still. We're still talking. We went on a little social distancing walk. which was, it was great. It was a good time. We got to talk, see each other in person. We've just been FaceTiming, talking it up, and we're very eager to get to see each other after quarantine.
That's really sweet. Yeah. As you know, I don't have a little thing going on. It ended. Don't really want to talk about it, but...
I'm going to say something. I didn't think that person was the best option for you.
Nope. You are totes right, my friend.
I don't even think you would acknowledge her. Just saying.
I don't think very highly of myself ever, but yeah.
Can I say something? I'm just going to say this to Harry. Good. You're not at all like Maxwell, and people should not compare you guys.
I know. Yeah. It's a little shitty.
Okay, I'm going to say something. You can tell if you're looking for a mic like that, when Harry's spinning that around, you can't hear anything. You can't hear him breathing. Hey, oh. Yeah, that's a good mic.
Hey, oh. Daylight come and me want to go home.
All right, so I'm going to...
get a beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
I'm going to make a new segment.
Come and me want to go home. Pretty loud.
I'm going to make a new segment right here.
Ooh, a new segment.
Hey, Harry.
Yep.
Who is your interest? I want to hear how it is.
Zendaya. Actually, no, the girl from It, Sophie Lillis.
Yeah.
I like very cool people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I have something to ask.
Do it. Got it.
Let's talk about our basketball routines, because this is some really great news. Harry's been able to play basketball again.
They finally reopened my park.
So I want to know what it was like taking that first shot, doing your first dribbling. Have you been working on your handles? Because I actually have recently been working on them. Because I
haven't touched a basketball in a couple months.
Yeah, it's been a while.
My handle's totally fine, totally good. My ball's a little flat, though. I ordered a new one because it has some holes in it. But my jump shot, oh my God, was it bad. First day, I was two-handing it. I was crossing my arms. It was a problem. But on the second day, I kind of forgot how to shoot, and I tried to shoot like a Jester the Laser.
My hands were going. Okay, I'm gonna get a little off topic. When I was shooting around, I discovered, you know, the little Allen Iverson above the head jump forward.
Well, that's everyone.
I guess, but I kind of learned how to do that, and it works well. I like shooting my way regularly, but I'll go like that, jump forward. I feel like a dagger going down to the ground. Well, I don't know why. That's what I think.
That's not great. Make sure you arc.
I jump forward. Like,
the only problem I notice with your jump shot, it's pretty good. The only notice is you try to really grab the ball too much. You try to get the good grip on the ball. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Well, when you get a better ball, if you get like a one with a better grip.
No, mine has good grip. I just am really, really comfortable like that. And I like, yeah.
I guess your coach tried you to find
the... shooting what I try to do. I've been recently like not going just like catch, shoot. I catch it and I like slow down and I make sure everything's correct. And then I'll start to just like kind of stop focusing on that a little later into shooting around and practicing. And that's when I start to just like be able to do that, because I'm just getting into a rhythm. My body's doing everything right. Without me having to really.
One thing I did lose was my hops. I didn't have hops, but I could at least touch a little with the under rim. Can't even touch backboard now. Not too upset, though. I'm not really a slasher, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a can't buy the 3-point line, ask for the ball. Maybe I'll make a layup, but I'm more of a shooter. When I played my rec league, I like to take threes.
Yeah, but I went to one of your games and you took a lot of threes.
I didn't play well that game.
You still made some threes. You made some good threes.
I made one.
Really?
Once I didn't realize how not open I was, so I just popped it and I banked it on the top of the key, like a couple steps back, and I shot it like Dirk. So my legs just kind of like spread out as I shot. My hand was like, and my
was like flopping. I can picture that.
My teammates literally were like, "Good shot, Harry," but if you didn't make that, I would have murdered you. And they're like. some real kids that would jump you.
All right, so I wanted to say, have you? This is one of my. This is probably my favorite shot in basketball now. Right now, a little post up, not post up, but like
post fade,
and fade, a little fade from the mid range. I've been working on those a lot, and I've just actually gotten pretty. It's getting. I want to make that one of my better shots, and I've been starting to get it like close to being able to. I don't know. I've been really working on it, and I've been making a bunch of them. Have you been like going for that shot specifically, or any other shots like
Well,
that?
Post fade was one of my better shots, yeah. But I could only go over the right shoulder, not the left shoulder. Left shoulder's a little clunky. Right shoulder, I shoot like 50% from that. But I'm never am allowed right shoulder because everyone knows that I can only shoot off the right shoulder. So they just guard me for the left. If I'm close enough, I'll just go for the hook. And I just can't shoot a post hook. But I'll make a couple of them. On Isaiah, I will, because he doesn't really expect a jump shot ever. Little weakness. Always know your opponent's weaknesses. I mean, it might not work if you're just playing one person. But if you're in like a rec league and you play multiple teams multiple times, you can just analyze players.
Yeah.
And their tendencies. So like, I know to leave Isaiah wide open for threes. He'll make them.
Three in a row.
I've seen him make five in a row.
Yeah.
He just doesn't like to shoot them.
Work with someone on a shot because it's really.
He's incredibly strong.
Yeah, he needs to stop relying on that.
Getting posted up by him is not fun, though.
That's what makes him really powerful. But I think if he learned to shoot without just like. Using all like the muscle he has and just like throwing the ball kind of, if he could like develop a really graceful jump shot, he would be a really, really strong
player. He was a good rebounder too.
He's really,
I remember Isaiah on the first day of school. Guys, can I just say something? If you're going to a new school, find the kid who's sulking around and ask him to hang out with you, please. It really makes such a difference. Because I did that to Isaiah on the first day of school during basketball, and now he's one of our closest friends.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
I actually elbowed him in the face on the first day of school. I felt really bad about that. Pretty hard. That was not a great day of school for me. I just realized something. I haven't actually had a last day of school in over 3 years. In sixth grade, I don't think I did. It was a trip on the last day of school.
Yeah. No, that was like last year.
Last year, my great uncle died, so I had to go to a funeral.
Yeah.
Which I was fine too. I liked him a lot. It was a great funeral. Also, my cousins, they own like a hill in San Francisco. And
yeah, you told me this.
They are so fun to be around. I have my uncle Derek Rose, no connection. He tore off his muscle and it bunched up. So his like forearm muscle like tore when he was lifting weights and like bunched up, which it looks like he had a rolled up sleeve inside his skin. He is one of the toughest and coolest guys I know. That whole side of the family I love. And then this year, last day of school is going to be a resume, which is such a bummer. Such a bummer. But next year, since I'm going to have a last day of school.
Last year wasn't the best last day of school because
Well, I always have this fantasy of saying some words to people that I'll never see again.
Yeah, it was like bonding activities, and I wasn't the fondest.
Bonding of the last day of school.
I know.
Thanks, Gloria.
I wasn't the fondest of some of the people in the group I was with, and I didn't really feel like I had any of my friends there, so it was like.
Yeah. I think that's all. Okay, watch on the YouTube video. Watch Another Day with Reginald. We already got 10 views on that. Pretty good. Watch I open a billion Chrome tabs. Not fun for my computer. Did you see that video?
No, I'm gonna watch that. I'll watch that. Definitely.
It's pretty bad. I open a lot of them, and then I have to actually. Spoiler alert! Go watch it for yourself. Another thank you for Anchor for sponsoring this podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Thank you all for
watching. Thank you. This is Water Cooler Talk. I am Harry Simon.
So congratulations.
And you are?
Julian Sachs. Hello? Oh, all right. Sorry about that. Goodbye, everyone. Have a great
night. Good night.
Good night.